Amar takes his boar companion to the castle. There he wonders where in the courtyard he should build a shelter for it. He finds a spot closer to the gate and builds a huge barn as the residence for his new companion. The boar happily moves into the barn and relaxes on the haystack.
Have you decided a name for him? What will you address him as?
Not decided yet. But yes, I will have to name him. Can you suggest one?
Look at him. He is hard, sturdy, and becomes a bucket of shooting boulders on his victims.
So then, why not call him Hardy?
Hardy. Sounds a good name.
Amar calls out for the boar by the new name, to which it jumps off and rushes towards him in a friendly gesture. Mahesh smiles at the scene.
Seems he likes the name. Well then, rest for a while, and let's meet again for your next lesson in the warfare.
Should I bring Hardy along too?
Of course. He is your companion, and should learn his part too.
Amar and Hardy bid farewell to Mahesh. Amar spends time with Hardy, who apart from being a wild beast at combats, also reveals to be a playful companion than a pet dog. After resting enough, they meet Mahesh, who seemed to be waiting for them.
Great to see you, my boys. Are you ready?
They both nod in agreement.
Well, now that you both are together, you need to act in a perfect coordination during the warfare. Amar, you have to coordinate with Hardy through visual telepathy, and Hardy shall do the same.
Visual telepathy? But how?
You have to generate visuals of the actions that you expect from Hardy, and he in return will reply back in visuals. Try it.
Amar creates a ball and throws it at a distant bush. He visualizes Hardy to hunt for that ball and bring it back. As soon as he visualizes it, Hardy gets the signal. Hardy visualizes a nod and runs towards the bush. A ball fallen in a pit emerges in Amar's mind. He understands that Hardy has seen the ball and sent back the location through visuals. Hardy, finding it difficult to enter the small pit, seeks help from Amar, who visually elevates the land of the pit, rising the ball out of it. Hardy promptly picks the ball and returns to Amar. Mahesh, impressed by their action, decides to simulate a real warfare scenario.
Great coordination. I am impressed. Now let's see how you get it in a real-time war scenario.
Mahesh creates a swarm of giant locusts rushing towards the duo. The locusts seem to be faster than their thoughts. Aggressive than their speed, the locusts strike the duo and knock them down in just one stroke. They both scatter and start attacking the locusts in their own way. The locusts kept knocking them down each time they tried with all their strength. Mahesh looks disappointed and pauses the swarm. Amar and Hardy rise up and walk towards Mahesh, facing the ground.
Relax. You both tried your level best, but where you failed is coordination. Remember this always, haste is a waste.
But they came in a large group, that too at a lightning speed. We had no time for coordination.
Strategy Amar. Find the weakness of these locusts. Never get startled with what you see. Appearances are deceptive, and you know that. Maintain a coordination with your companion. If you fall helpless alone, just fight as one unit.
Amar agrees and gets back to the field. He summons Hardy and climbs on his back. He generates a sword and signals Hardy to move. Mahesh reactivates the swarm. Amar signals Hardy to run faster than the swarm in random directions, such that the swarm breaks its formation and scatters. As soon as the swarm scatters, Amar shoots beams from his sword towards the baffled locusts, taking them down. Mahesh nods and smiles at the duo's victory.
Well done, Amar. But these were just locusts. You will have to face well-coordinated armies shooting projectiles. You know defenses, but now you need to also understand what are the neutralizing projectiles that you need to shoot back. You also have to use non-feudal weapons in a warfare.
Non-feudal weapons?
Weapons of mind. If you find your opponent to be strong enough and need to be stopped by the arms and ammunitions, conquer them through distractions.
What sort of distractions?
The mind game. You need to intrude the mind of your opponent sometimes to know greater secrets of bringing them down. You are aware of thoughts transfer through telepathy, but yet have to learn the skill of hacking into one's mind. I will teach it to you sometimes later.